Well, you know, a lot of things, frustration. You know, like I said, that's the way it should look. You know, I don't think you ever anticipate scoring touchdowns in your first four drives, but that's what you're paid to do. You're paid to put a product out there, maximize your players' potential, and we did that. You know, it feels good, and it feels like crap when it doesn't. I don't know how else to say it. You know, it's just the way it is. So from that part of it, you know, it was a chance to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? So no other way to put it. You know what I'm saying? The end of the game, you play well enough. You hold up your end of the bargain. Guys play good. You know, you play like you're capable of playing. We really hadn't had a game like that since the Bengals. We really had played like that against the Bengals. And we'd had spots, you know, here or there. You know, but now we're looking forward. We're through week seven, and now it's on to week eight, and hopefully we can stack those type of games together.
When you get a picture of what it can be, do you think that can act as kind of a springboard to doing that more regularly?
I hope so. I mean, you know, that's what you're looking for. What does it look like, in my opinion, on Wednesday, and then Thursday, and then on Friday, and how do you carry that over? That's not only on the practice field. That's up when you're game planning. That's when you're deciding what you're going to do in any down and distance, any part of the field, and then making sure that the players, you detail it out exactly what you anticipate and what they can anticipate from play calls. You know, and sometimes it just goes your way. Sometimes it doesn't. I wish it was that simple, but sometimes it just goes your way.
Sorry for interrupting. But those RPO designs specific to Lamar kind of running out like he has the design to run, how specific was that to a quarterback like Lamar who has those unique talents?
Some are, some aren't. Some are part of, you know, a read scheme with that built in. Just happened that one play call forced him to keep it. And then obviously a defender squeezed to him and he spit the ball out. So, again, we had a number of those in the plan, and we've had those up. It just sometimes just didn't present themselves. You know, they were more chase mechanics. We've had games where they've been mesh charge. We've had games where they've surfed. So even though some of the calls might have been up, we just didn't get the same look.
Do you feel like Lamar has a particularly special ability to get the ball where it needs to go while he's on sort of – while he's running or while he's making it look like he's about to run or just on non-standard kind of foot presence?
For sure. You guys have seen it. I mean, his off-platform arm angles, ability to get the ball in space and see the field is unique. And he's done a great job, really has. And, you know, we're just getting started. We really are. You know, really just getting started. And we just got to build from here.
Offensive line was obviously very good in pass protection and also the luxury of having Pat Ricard left tackle essentially and block like that. What kind of luxury and how creative does that allow you when you can move 42 up like that?
I thought the whole line did a great job in protection. Obviously, we use Pat in a number of ways. He's got a unique skill set, so we use him in pass pro. We use him in protection, and sometimes if the defender that had him in man added, so you don't count on a 40-yard gain to Pat Ricard on a check down, but you'll take it.
It seemed like early on a lot of pre-snap movement, multiple pre-snap movement. Were you looking for something specific, or was it just kind of part of what you're doing?
We've had some of the pre-snap movement, and we had a little bit more on third downs this past week. We've had it, maybe not as many, you know, RPOs in the past. You know, the way this defense played kind of presented that to us a little bit more.
Is there, other than the end result, is there a common denominator with some of the mesh point, I guess, issues between Justice and Lamar that have sort of reared with some of the fumbles on the exchanges?
You know, obviously we've got to get it fixed. That one in particular was different than the one, you know, in Cleveland, which was a miscommunication in terms of the play. But obviously it doesn't matter who the back is. I mean, when you have some QB-driven runs with Lamar's ability to pull it and get on the perimeter, you have to be elite at that part of the game. If you're under center and you're really not QB-driven, that isn't a factor. There isn't the read part of it. That element comes into play with the athletic quarterbacks, the guys that can attack the perimeter, and we have to be elite at it, no matter who that is. whether it's a receiver coming in motion, it's one of our running backs. We have to be, because you don't want to get to the point, because you can't take that out of your plan. It's a big part of what you do.
Like you said, sometimes it just works out. But just from your perspective, I think everybody's wondering why it came together the way it did on Sunday, right? Why did it all come together and look so good and work out so well? From your perspective, why?
Well, if you asked our team, I thought last Wednesday was our best practice. Again, I thought over the last few weeks we'd practiced well. Didn't play as well against Pittsburgh, obviously. Played better against Tennessee, just didn't finish in the red zone. And I think they had started to see that, had started to see that the things we were doing. And I think last Wednesday, Thursday were a couple of our best practices. That doesn't always mean that it's going to carry over, but I thought those guys saw that. The energy level was great. Thought they started feeling better about the things that we were doing, and it just carried over to Saturday. And we made plays at critical times. You know, even when we didn't get one of the third downs, we came right back and got it on the second one. We had offsetting penalties and got the next one. On a 3rd and 11, we hit Zay on a deep out route. They converted and kept a drive going. So even when we didn't have a number of third downs in that game, but when we needed third downs, we converted early in the game that kept drives going. So sometimes you have to make a play when you get to the third downs and you're not being explosive to convert. And we did a much better job scheming it, calling it in the red zone. You know, we were explosive. We were aggressive, right? And that's the key, is how do you find a way, once you get those drives, convert on third downs and then get touchdowns in the red zone, which we had like a little lapse there, obviously, a couple of games, but we had been good up till that point, and we were good the other day and would have had a chance at the other one. We got a little holding call, but the guys were on point.
When we talked to the players afterward, by and large, they were not euphoric. I mean, they were all saying, well, still a lot of things we could have done better. When we look at the film, we know we'll see that. As a coach, do you like to hear that?
Sure. I mean, I think you're always looking for perfection. You're looking to be elite at whatever you do. So I think there was frustration that before the half that we turned the ball over, could have finished the half on our terms. And then at the end when we had an opportunity, we ended up kicking a field goal. Then when we put in some of the other guys, we could have finished the game on our terms. So we didn't finish the half on our terms, and we didn't finish the game on our terms, no matter who's in the game, and not give it back to their offense and put our defense back out there. We could have, to me, ending both halves on our terms is what you're looking for.
Todd, I think just to piggyback off what Kyle asked, you know, we saw the offense pass for 350 yards, and then you know, Kurt Warner, his breakdown says that there's some issues still with the spacing of the route concepts and stuff like that. I guess, how would you kind of assess just the process of the
sure. No, I think any time I don't disagree with some of the things he's saying. I think in terms of making sure that we're on point, in terms of your spacing, in terms of everybody being on the same page. But do I think that's any different than most weeks? No. You know, I think you can break down anybody and say, hey, I think that was maybe taking the other side of the narrative because it was so much one side. So you go to the other side of the narrative a little bit. I don't think either side's wrong. I think there were certain things we did that were really outstanding that you look at and say, wow, we can build on. And there's other things that will get glossed over because you won, and you'll look at it and go, that's got to be a lot better or we can't be who we want. And it's the same way when you don't play as well. There's things you won't look at, and you'll look at it and go, boy, we did that really well. And yet there's things that you won't look at that way because of the way you finished. So I don't disagree with either side of it. There was some elite things we did, and there's some things that for sure we've got to clean up and not just count on that. Eight's going to run around and make a play, right? He is going to do that. That is what he does. But that's not my job. Our job is to be elite in getting guys in the right spots, calling it, being aggressive, getting the guys in the right spots, and letting our talent shine.
Well, what's got to get a lot better with an example?
I just think it's more than just one thing. I think it's consistency in terms of route depths, right? Here and out of the huddle, right? If we're changing a play. Right, there's just over time, and this is no different than any game. There's Mr. Simon here, getting lined up here, how we're doing it here, so we're hearing it out of the huddle, getting lined up, our spacing's right. So we don't count on some ad lib. Not ad lib, just Lamar making a play and making up for it, which can occur in the run game too. It could occur in the RPO world where all of a sudden he ends up just making a play, right? Those are things that he has a unique ability to do, but when you really take off is you shrink those other things And again, you let your talent shine, and you really, everybody's executing at a high level, including Lamar, including how we call it and how we scheme it. All the above. All the above.
Making up for it in the RPO, was that the 80-yard pitch to Gus, really, the little pass? Was it, he looked like he wanted to go left off the read and then saw something, and then was that just him, again, eight being eight?
No, it was a naked to the left, and he ended up coming back to the right, and then Gus was there. I mean, I'd love to say that we designed that and that we dumped it the back for 80 yards. I mean,
that was Lamar just seeing it.
Well, it ended up we were running a naked and we were going left, and he ended up seeing a defender to the left and didn't end up getting a mark. His nature took it to the right, and he found Gus. And those are things that he is going to do outside of that. Those are the things and the plays that he's going to make. And getting him on the perimeter, getting guys out in routes is a good thing for Lamar because he does have a unique ability to see people down the field. As long as you can protect him, he is a natural playmaker. You guys know that. And you got to embrace that, you know, in terms of certain things. That's why we're pushing everything in a direction of, all right, let's have that be a bonus. Let's have that be a bonus. Let's be elite at execution. Let's be elite at how it's supposed to look. And then the other part is a bonus.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Yep.